A Central New York doctor who helped deliver more than 8,000 babies is retiring. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Dr. Richard Aubrey has seen the medical world change dramatically since he began his career as an obstetrician 50 years ago.
When Dr. Aubrey started delivering babies in the early 60s, the rates for cesarean section was between 5 and 7%. And when you performed one, it was under a lot of scrutiny. Now the rate is between 35 and 36% for a number of reasons.
Women are having children at advanced maternal age. There's more diabetes, more hypertension, more obesity, and less tolerance for discomfort of labor. And a technologic expertise on the part of the provider, including good anesthesia and blood replacement and antibiotics. So these two things sort of produce a perfect storm, I'm sorry to say.
He believes it's not just the attitude from the medical profession that's created this.
I detect that somehow women have lost the conviction that they can do this. That it is natural.
In his 50 years in the baby-delivering business, he's also taught thousands of medical students, published dozens of scientific publications, presided over efforts to reduce Central New York's high infant mortality rate in the 90s, and established one of the nation's first centers that serves high-risk pregnancies. What's one thing he wished he'd known back when he started delivering babies all those years ago?
I wish I had had a better appreciation for the psychosocial, economic, cultural framework within which this whole miracle occurs.
While not practicing medicine anymore, Aubrey, who is now 80, will impart his experience as a professor emeritus at Upstate Medical University. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.